Accept.
Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, good evening, my brothers and my sisters, and welcome to the PRF table. This is your host, Dr. Nate Dunlap, and I am excited to be back with you on this first day of December 2016. We also have another gracious host here with us here at the PRF table. Some of you may know her as Sister Mary Ann Williams, but around here at the PRF table, we call her Mama. So, Mama, how are you doing this evening? And of course, we know that you're going to bring us some greetings for the people.
Yes. Good evening, Nathaniel. Yeah, Nathaniel. Glad to be back on the show also. And I just want to say so thankful and so appreciative of my PRF family. And I want you to enjoy the show. I want you to put input. If you have something to say, just you're free to say it. You know that we're doing, you know, there's no judgment here. It's just us sharing our ideas and sharing our opinions, because it might not be important. I may say something that doesn't seem to be that important, but it's going to help somebody. So just feel free to be able to share, you know, your thoughts on the show with us. And again, thank you so much for coming to the PRF table this evening.
Thank you. And just to add a little bit more, so much of what we talk about, it comes from the Word of God. So we don't want you to think that we're just talking off the top of our heads here at the PRF table, just saying any and everything. But we're really using the Word of God as our foundation for how we move all throughout this PRF table. So I just wanted to kind of tell everybody where we are. You know, Mama, I don't know if you know it or not. It's definitely something that is very high and important in my mind. On December the 4th, 2012, that was the first time that the PRF table actually aired live. And so this upcoming Sunday will be 4 years from the time that we first launched our first episode of the PRF table. So we are so grateful and so happy and ecstatic, if you will, for, what God has done.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So in all things, it always, the Bible tells us to give thanks. And so, we have to give thanks for what he's been able to allow us to be able to do almost 4 years. We have to give thanks to all of the guests that have come on throughout the years, not just from last year, last anniversary time to this anniversary time, but for 4 years. I mean, that's a lot. I mean, we've had dozens of guests to come on to this show to give us some of their experiences, to share what God has spoken to them in the various areas and topics that we've had over the years. Thousands among thousands of you as the listeners have listened to the PRF table. So many have commented, whether it has been on the air or whether it has been off the air, whether it's been through Facebook. We're grateful. We are so grateful. I'm grateful. And I'm also grateful for all of the host of this show. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. It is not so much that we always are here sitting down at the table always at the same time, but it's the fact that I know deep within my heart that if all of us had the opportunity to sit down at the table every single week, all five of us, then we could. even Dr. Dunlap needs a break sometime. Even Dr. Dunlap has some things that he has to step away from the table for. And so we just want to make sure that we uplift everybody. I think that's important, Mama. So, again, you have myself, Dr. Dunlap. You have Sister Mary Ann Williams, also known around the table, again, as Mama. You also have Brother Warren Feaster, or Reverend Warren Feaster, who is so so focused on that stewardship piece. We can't wait until 2017. His schedule opens up a little bit more and we really get down into stewardship. Because one of the things about that word stewardship, that is one of the courses that we offer within PRF. However, this is the type of ministry that PRF is. It has transformed, if you will, from being a financial-based teaching ministry to really a stewardship-based teaching ministry. And that is has a lot to do with how Brother Feaster, Reverend Feaster, has really highlighted so much of the importance that we need to have regarding stewardship. We also have one of the hosts that we have is Dia Sanders. She lives in El Paso, Texas, and of course, because of the time difference, sometimes it's tough for her to get at the table. However, when she gets at the table, you know that she's at the table.
Firecracker.
The firecracker of the crew is what I used to say. So we're definitely supporting her and her military assignment keeps her busy in her position. But whenever she has the opportunity to come and sit down at the table, sometimes she just sits and listens, and that's good because the presence of anybody who takes the time out of their schedule, the host of this show, you, the listeners, again, all things give thanks, so we give thanks for that. And then last but not least, of course, we also have Shatara Sherwood, who has just made her transition with her job. So we're so grateful that she's in a better place as she looks for a place in her new location. And as soon as things get settled down, then she'll be back at the table. And, you know, I can't say enough, Mama, I promise you, I cannot say enough about the four of you, how all four of you have really just rode with Brother Dunlap, Dr. Dunlap, Nate, JR, through these last couple of years, because the mission that God has given us here with this PRF teaching ministry is not one to be taken lightly, for one, and is not something that anybody and everybody can do. It is a mission, it is a calling that requires a lot of time and a lot of energy to make this happen. And one of the things that really has pleased my heart was how we have all been faithful doing what we can do when we can do. You know, I heard somebody said, do what you can, while you can, or who you can for as long as you can. And that's what I have around me. That's the people who God has placed around me. So, again, I can't say it enough how thankful I am to have those four people that I just mentioned, you being one of them, that is always in this brother's corner for the different things that we're doing, and also willing to be able to say, hey, I think we need to go a different direction when it comes to the table. And we've made adjustments over the years. If you remember, I said the first show that we had was on the December the 4th, 2012. Mama, that was on a Tuesday. I don't know if you remember that or not. This show started off on a Tuesday night. And then after a while, God had us to shift onto a different night of Thursday. And who knows what's coming for 2017. If God so directs us to go to a different night. Because here's the thing about the PRF table. Yes, it's the number one show on Blog Talk Radio where we introduce, we converse, debate, learn how to transform matters around possessions, resources, and finances. But this is about the safe space that we have been allowed to have through God, where people can actually come and talk about matters that are related to their PRF. And there is no condemnation. People don't have to be worried about us calling them out. People get to ask questions. People get to say what's on their heart. People can get understanding of how the Word of God actually communicates to us. when I say the Word of God, I'm speaking specifically of the Logos Word of God, the written Word of God, the Holy Bible, if you will, how God speaks to us through that on these various areas of PRF. And so, you know, as God does what God does, then we have to do what we have to do. So we have some good things in store after this fourth year anniversary. And for those of you who have been with us for a while, know that we always shut down at the end of the year so that all of you as hosts can spend time with your family. That's important. Everybody else that is on the PRF team can get some time to rest and refresh themselves, because every year God puts us into a place, at least for the last 2 years specifically, where we started off the year talking about financial healing.
Yeah.
And I do have to tell you that when it comes to financial healing, there's something to be said about what it is that people need starting off the new year. If you leave it up to me, I'm going to tell you that people need financial healing all the time, all of us. I had to get,
yeah.
It's just needed. It's just something that has to happen in some area of our PRF profile. Nobody has it all together. We may be healthy, but it doesn't mean that we're 100% whole in every area regarding our possessions, our resources, and our finances. So we have to be true and honest when it comes to that. We have a guest that's going to be with us every Thursday at 8 o'clock here on the PRF table in January. So our January 2000 series, and yes, we are going back to our monthly series in January. Do you hear me? Yes,
yes.
We are going back there.
Yes.
Mama, listen, that is so refreshing that we can actually get back to where we know God really wants us to be. Because as we started off, as God gave us direction, whether it was last year or the year before last, to actually start off doing whatever we were talking about, we're talking about it for the whole month. It allows us the opportunity to really deal with whatever area that we're dealing with for 4 or 5 weeks, which means that if you don't get something this Thursday, then you have the opportunity to get it on the next Thursday. And if you don't get it on the next Thursday, then hopefully something will be said that will spark something, or you can go back and listen to it through the archives. But in January, we have a sister by the name of Kimberly Silas. She is going to be our special weekly guest. This sister is a body transformation coach. That's her title. I'm not even going to try to explain it. Just come every Thursday in the month of January, and then she will fully be able to explain to you what a body transformation coach is. And she's also an independent business owner. And so when she joins us at the table, it's going to be remarkable, because I've communicated with her on several times. I met her at a networking event in Atlanta, Georgia, a couple months ago. And every time I go to different network events representing PRF, I'm always looking to see. I'm always trying to allow God to help me to discern who do we need to connect with and who do we not. And so when I collect business cards and I give other people our business cards, a lot of them end up in the trash. No disrespect, but we just have to be connected to the right people, because we can never lose focus of what God has called us to do here at PRF. And so through several conversations, I realized that she will be it just dropped into my lap. She will be the perfect person for us to talk about what we're going to talk about in January. And the title of our series for January, Mama, is called Your Health is Your Wealth.
Wow. Oh, I like that. That's good.
Your health is
that.
Wealth. And again, this is not something that I just came up with. It was through consultation with her and us understanding that what she does on a day-to-day basis and what we do here at PRF, that we have to work in partnership and in concert with other people who have different areas, but we're still trying to help people to live life and live life more abundantly. So that's what we're going to be doing in January. And so, again, I'm grateful that she'll be with us. And and we'll have another great series in February, and we'll have another one in March. So those will be locked in before the end of the year, what we're going to be doing. And so one of the things that I want people to really take away from the PRF table is that PRF, we're transforming the way people talk about money. See, when you come to the table in January, and you actually sit at the table and you allow God to communicate to you what's going to be given to you through this title of Your Health is Your Wealth. When you just think about it, you say, man, that's something kind of deep. And to have somebody that is living that and also trying to do better, it's a no-brainer. So January the 5th, January the 12th, January the 19th, and January the 26th, we will be dealing with Your Health is Your Wealth. And I promise you, if you don't believe your health is your wealth, get sick. You don't believe your health is your wealth, get sick and not have insurance. If you don't believe your health is your wealth, get sick, have children, pass away, not speaking to you or just speaking in general, pass away, and then the money that you could have passed on as wealth to your children may not be there. People go through things in their life with their health that strips the wealth that God has stored up for them. It not only does that, but it also prevents the wealth that God has stored up for them or is in somebody else's hand from being transferred to your hand. See, our bodies are our temple. And so our bodies, God has given us our bodies to be a temple for the Lord. And so if we can't take care of our temples, those who fail or neglect or don't know how to, because, again, we're not condemning anybody, but when our temples do not get the necessary care and attention, then you have to ask yourself the question, is God going to provide wealth to an unhealthy temple? Let me get off next month. Series before I just keep on going.
Good.
I have nothing
you're blowing,
to say.
You're blowing. Blowing, Brother Nate. I like that. That's good. That's good. Oh, wow.
Let me share what else we have going on, PRF. We have revised several courses in the PRF catalog, and we are offering 5 courses in 2017. One, of course, is financial healing. The other is practical stewardship. The other is refuse to give out of ignorance. That's our course on giving. The other course we're offering is tithing out of law or love. And then the 5th course we're offering 2017 is will you or will you not? And every one of those courses has at least 2 lessons. Now, when it comes to the course on tithing, we're only offering the first lesson in that course. We're not offering the second one in 2017. Here's what God has started to show me. God has started to show me that a lot of times people need reinforcements. A lot of times people don't always get it the first time. A lot of times people need to be able to meditate and actually work through some of their issues, some of their challenges, some of their difficulties. And we're not trying here at the PRF to just bombard people with information. We are looking for God to do exceedingly abundantly in people's lives. And so although we have a total of 33 lessons within the PRF catalog, we don't have to offer, and I'm making a conscious decision not to offer all 33 in 2017. It is our desire, and I believe God has given me the go-ahead that we must saturate the Christian community in particular with these specific 5 courses, because with these specific 5 courses is where, in the lessons that we're offering within those 5 courses, is the areas that God is really directing us to have so much focus on. Because, look, if you don't understand giving, then how are you going to understand tithing, right?
Yes.
So we have to do a very good job here at the PRF Teaching Ministry and through the PRF Institute, which is, you know, that safe place where we all come to learn, grow, and transform. it's not just good enough to try to get tithing and you don't understand giving, or we don't even know where you're at when it comes to giving, but yet you want to know how to tithe. So we've decided that, and I felt led of God, that there needs to be certain courses, certain lessons within certain courses, that there has to be a prerequisite first.
Oh, yes.
Right. So, for example, if you're coming to take, if you request to take the tithing out of law or love course or that lesson, the prerequisite for that is evaluate your giving. Because how do you understand tithing if you don't understand giving? But the only way we know that you understand giving is as you go through this lesson on evaluate your giving. That's it. When it comes to stewardship and it comes to the wills, we already know, those of you who have, several people that have been through several of these courses, but under the practical stewardship, we have changed what we've done in regards to what's being offered in each course. And so personal financial inventory was not in practical stewardship. And God showed me, after teaching it so many times this year, was that in order for people to really get a good understanding of stewardship, let them have an opportunity to just understand something that just doesn't go so deep into stewardship. And the personal financial inventory is where we allow people to gather their possessions and finances and their resources and put them into a specific document as far as, you know, the data, if you will, so that now they have a blueprint, they have a snapshot of what all do I have. Because how in the world can you be a good steward over what you don't even recognize or know that you have? I know if Brother Fisu was with us, he'd be clapping like, go, JR. Yeah, so we've done the revisions, we've taken the necessary steps, and sometimes these are painful processes. But again, we're not trying to oversaturate the market with just information. We want to have information out there where you, as those who have been listening to us over all these years, those who have been with us since 2008, this is going into our eighth year of PRF, we want you to be able to make sure that you're able to sustain whatever you get from PRF. Here's what we just do not want to be. What we don't want it to be is this. We don't want, we care, listen, we could care less that hundreds of churches, right? This is like a marketing thing. Hundreds of churches have been through XYZ program. Well, here's what I think about when hundreds of churches, you telling me, because you're the one with the program, but you're telling me that hundreds of churches that have participated in this program, I think about how many are still doing it. What have they learned after going through the program? So we don't want people just taking our courses. We don't want people just taking our lessons. I know the Brother Carson, Professor Carson, would probably say, JR, that's not what you're supposed to say when you're trying to market. Well, you know, I'm just not. That's why I try to get other folks to do certain things. But at the end of the day, my heart's desire, and I believe this is what the will of God is that when people say, I've been through the financial healing course, not just took one lesson, but been through the whole course, both lessons, right? I've spent the time, I've done it. Here's some of the steps that I've taken towards my financial healing. Those are the things that I want people to say, right? When it comes to the key to financial healing, I took that lesson as well, and the second key was the one that was really for me, and here's why that second key was for me. You know, those are the things that we're looking for people to say versus, you know, 1,000 people have attended PRF learning sessions throughout the year. Whatever. You know, we're looking for what's the testimony that comes out of all that we've done over the years to labor in this area of PRF. And so that's where we are for 2017, and it's right around the corner. So I'm going to encourage all of you who are listening. And I was having a conversation with one of our facilitators a little bit earlier today. I'm going to see if I can go back and remember the scripture. But in talking with one of our facilitators, I can't even remember what it was. But in the Bible, I believe it's in John chapter 4. Jesus was on his way. He left from Judea. and he was on his way to Galilee. And in John chapter 4, there is the story of the Jesus meeting this Samaritan woman. And so, he left Judea, he was going to Galilee, but on his way, he had to go through Samaria. And that's where he encountered this Samaritan woman, right? So,
yes.
In his encountering the Samaritan woman, something happened. Jesus told her about herself. He revealed who he was to her. And so what this woman did, she goes to the next town over, or to the area, right, away from the well. And she goes and she tells the people about what Jesus had said to her. So she tells people about her encounter with Christ. And what was so amazing about that was, a lot of times people want to go from point A to point B in their possessions, in their resources, in their finances, right? Somebody just got a job today, and they want to be the supervisor next week. Well, guess what? I'm not going to say all things are possible or not possible with Christ. However,
yes,
there's some processes that a lot of times people have to go through.
Right.
And so we encourage people here at PRF to go through the process. Whatever the process looks like, go through it. Learn the lessons that God would have for you to learn. That's why we're not so focused on offering all 33 lessons in 2017. They're there, so if you want them, you request them, we'll come out there. But the ones that we're going to be focusing on, the ones that we're going to be establishing our learning sessions on, is not going to be all 33. It's going to be the ones that I mentioned to you earlier, from the ones I mentioned to you earlier. But it's amazing how God is, when God is doing things, it sometimes happens in the midst of something else. So I want people not to curse certain situations that's going on in their life when it comes to their possession, their resources, and their finances. And then what happened was, this woman, what did she do? She went to those other folks and said, I want you to come see. So she told them to come and see who Christ was. This is what he did. He told me everything that I did. Told me about my history. Could he possibly be the Messiah? So now she's thinking about Christ, this man, being the Messiah, because who else has this knowledge of who she was and has never met her before? And the Bible declares this in John chapter 4. So the people came streaming from the village to see him. See, here's why what we're doing, one of the reasons why we're doing is so important, is because we can't reach everybody here at PRF. I have people that I'm connected with. Mama, you have people you connected with, Shatar, Brother Feaster, those on the advisory council, those who are on the prayer team. We all have people that we're connected with. However, sometimes the people that we are connected with are not the people that we necessarily are going to, let me say it like this, the ones that we're connected with don't necessarily know us, but it doesn't mean that they won't come to us. Take those people who actually are going through these courses. It's going to take those of you who are going through the lessons to have to be like the Samaritan woman and say, you know what, since I did this, since I sacrificed, right, talking to one of our facilitators earlier, talking to Mark, Brother Mark, he was talking about a teaching that he was doing in another area outside of PRF, and somebody from the church said, well, now that football season is over. And what I said to him was, see, that's the wrong mentality. God ain't waiting for no football season to be over, because guess what? As football season is over, guess what's also going on? Basketball season. And not just pro basketball season, but then you also got college basketball, which is my sport. Then you got the CIAA tournament that happens in February in Charlotte, North Carolina. And then after that, you have the NBA championships, the finals, and all of that. So if you allow the basketball, football, cricket, horseshoes, whatever, if you allow those other things, people, to be convenient for you and thinking that God is going to work around that to bless you, then you have another thing coming. So there's not going to be a perfect time for PRF. It's only going to be the perfect will of God for PRF. That's what we're operating in. And so we are depending on all of you who are listening, all of you who have taken this, these various lessons of PRF and completed certain courses in PRF. We're depending on you to go to tell others, like this Samaritan woman has told those in the village, saying, I need y'all to come.
Yeah.
And not only that, all of my pastoral colleagues, all of my fellow religious leaders, there's also a responsibility, because several of you who have been through PRF have the ability to go to your church and say, look, this is one of the things I think we need to do. Here's what we need to do to budget for the year so that we can bring the PRF teaching ministry to Arizona, to Texas, to North Carolina, wherever it needs to be. But if it doesn't come from you, then we're only going to catch those fish that we can catch by casting out our net. Mama, did you have something? I'm not going off, but I'm going today.
Yes, and the word testimony. You know, the testimony is really a marketing tool. And the reason why I say that, I just want to kind of go through John 4 again, starting at verse 39, and the title is Many Samaritans Believed. And it says, many Samaritans from the village believed in Jesus because the woman had said, he told me everything I did. That's her testimony. Then it says, when they came out to see him, they begged him to stay in their village. So he stayed for 2 days, long enough for more to hear his message and believe. Then they said to the woman, now we believe, not just because of what you told us, but because we have heard him ourselves. And so it's right there. See, she planted the seed. And now they will seem, I would say, be a little skeptical, just a little skeptical. But then when they heard and then they saw her lifestyle, they heard her testimony, then that's just sealed it for them. And so it's the same thing with PRF. You know, I talk about with different ones, and they just, you know, it's like a foreign language to them. And so, and I still continue to talk about it. But I know they're watching me. I know when we do discuss it, they're wanting to hear what I have to say. Am I going to say, ooh, you know, I tried this thing, but it's not working. And I was sharing with someone today. I said, you know, you can't joke about, because sometimes people like to joke about things. I said, but, you know, you can't joke about the things that you are trying to share with others that you know is going to help them. I said, this is serious. It's very serious. It's not a joking matter, you know, because this will change, and it will if the person allow it to change your life. And like you said, it's not overnight, but it's a process. And as we are beginning to put our hands to the just keep going, and more knowledge, you say, add more and more knowledge, and then start practicing this, then it gets into us, and then it becomes part of our conversation. And so the Bible says we overcome by the word of our testimony. And see, and this was her testimony. She didn't have anything else. I mean, you know, she was Samaritan. You know, she was an underdog. But when Jesus came into her life, she knew it had to be God, because he told her about herself. And it wasn't anything that was planned that she knew about. You know, it just flowed. And so,
it was
you know,
ordained.
Our testimony, yes, and our testimony is really a marketing tool to help others, you know, to grow.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Well, I'm a piggyback off of that, but right now I'm going to bring, we're going to open up the mic for Brother Feaster to have a seat at the table.
Ooh.
We can't
Ooh.
Let the year go by, let the end of the year come around and go into the new year. So Brother Feaster, my brother, my friend, Man, I love you, bro. I'm glad to hear you at the table. If I stop talking and let you say something, go ahead, bro.
Well, first, allow me to blow off my seat because it's been a long time since I occupied it. So give me a couple of seconds and dust it off. How you doing, Mother? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Reverend Feaster. Oh, Mr. Stewardship man, okay.
I know, right?
The house is yours.
I'm listening to JR talking about that stewardship, and I got excited all over again. Oh, man, I tell you, it feels
welcome.
Good to be back.
Welcome back.
It's been a long time. It's been a busy 3 years for me, well, 2 years for me. It seemed like this year I wasn't able to get on the table. Was reunited with my family, and I've been playing daddy and husband and been loving it, been missing my PRF family. I promise you I have been, but my first ministry is my home, so I've been taking care of my first ministry. I was listening to JR go off for like 20 minutes, and I tell you, JR, I went off about 2.5-3 months on stewardship. Sound like I need to come back on board for January because my second passion is what you were talking about when you were talking about your health is your how you said it? Your health is your finance.
Your health is your wealth.
Yeah, that is not that cliche, but that is something that I've been preaching and teaching and talking about a lot lately. I spend, when I was in Korea and even in North Carolina, I spent a lot of money in the grocery store, and I was getting mad for a while there because I would put all this money down on the table and still walk away with only a bag or two. And I was like, man, where is my money going? But when I realized I wasn't buying any medicine and when I realized I wasn't visiting the doctor that often, when I realized I wasn't coughing and sneezing and hacking up stuff that much, that's when I was like, oh. And I actually put it on my Facebook about a year and a half ago, I'd rather pay the grocery store than the doctor all day, any day. I might have to sneak around and pull away for a little while in January and listen to what she got to say and maybe let y'all see my second passion that's coming up. I like that. I mean, even to the point to where, and I'm going to try not to go too far to the left, you know how I get. But even to the point to where, if you notice, 2 years ago, now obesity is considered a disease. So that right there lets you know that money is tied into our health. I was talking to a guy the other day, and all he does is organic stuff. He don't eat all that much, and he has 15 kids. He has 15 kids. He's adopted quite a few of them. He has 15 kids, and he does all organic. And he said, I got 15 kids, and none of them are sick, not a one. And he said, it's called Drug and Food Administration for a reason. He said, the people that regulate your food are also the people that regulate your drugs. He said, and it ain't by coincidence. And I've been thinking about that since he said it about 2 months ago. And as a matter of fact, the last thing he said was, there's no money in health, help being healthy. There's no money in being healthy. And I've been thinking about that, and it just goes to show you how your health is your wealth. I'm going to sum it all up by saying that your health is your wealth. The more doctor visits, it's great and it's fine. The more trips to the pharmacy, it's great and it's fine, But I will tell you this, I have more time sitting by the beach. Yeah, I'm in Florida, so I got to plug that in. Sitting by the beach and letting my feet hit the cool water than I do going to see the doctor. I have more time, and I feel better walking around and doing all this stuff instead of being at home cooped up and balled up and hacking up stuff. So your health is your wealth, and it will take you a lot further and do a lot more for you. So I'm very excited about this body transformation. And honestly, JR, the whole spiel you said, you know what I was thinking. It's stewardship of the body.
All right.
It's stewardship of the body, God gave us this temple, and I like the way the Bible calls it a temple, not a house, not a shack, not a flat. It's a temple, a place where God dwells. And I wonder, You know, and I look at it like this. Let's just be honest. And I'm very, you know, I'm a very simple guy, and I like illustrations, and I'm very picturistic. But I look at it like this. There are so many temples out there that God is dwelling in, and he can't even breathe. He can't even stand up. He can't even walk around because you got all this mess and this junk in the way. All these Cheetos and potato chips and energy drinks and McDonald's and Burger King. He can't even maneuver. He can't even operate. You know, but it's a temple. It's a place of God's will. We spend more time, more money, and more effort into keeping the building that we go to worship in than we do the building that we take to worship. I'm going to say that one more time. We spend more time taking care of the building that we go to worship than the building that we take to worship. God dwells in the building we take to worship more than in the building that we go to worship. You know, and then when we figure that out and we understand that, then we will give God a clean house to worship in the building that we take, not just in the building that we attend. So I'm have to find some time and tell my son go somewhere and sit down for a little while, so I can come in and hear about this body transformation. Because again, the whole spiel you said, I was like, that is stewardship of the body, and that's honestly that's my goal for 2017. The older I get, the heavier this body want to get, but I can't blame it on the body because it's a lot of the stuff that I'm putting in this body. You know, I go to the gym 3, 4, 5 times a week and still gaining weight, and all of it ain't muscle. And I know why, because it's stuff that I am intaking. I've gotten away from a lot of my eating that I used to do, so I got to get back to that. And I found myself with a couple of more pills and a couple of more medicines, and I was like, and the last time I went to the doctor, I was like, this is not my life. I said it as I was walking out. This is not my life. This is not my life. And that's all I kept saying. I'm not going to be tied and bound to all this medication. I'm not doing it. You know, because I can spend more time doing what I love to do, and going to see the doctor is not what I love to do. He already getting paid. He don't need my money.
That's right.
So,
amen.
But I'm gonna say this, and you know, I got to get off here in a little bit, but I tell you, JR, you said 4 years coming up next week. And as you was talking, I was thinking about, you know, we started on the air in December, but we started, me, you, and Adia started the planning in September. And I remember you texting me and telling me about it, and then you called me. And I literally still remember me outside walking my dog and you talking about, you know, hey, I'm going to start up this talk show. I want you on board. And I was like, what is it? You said possession, resources, finance. And I was like, I'm not your guy. I said, when it comes to finances, I give everything to my wife because she manages a lot better than what I could. And, you know, from that conversation, here we are 4 years later. And not only are we doing the talk show, but we're doing the teaching ministry. Not only are we doing the teaching ministry, we're about to do, classes and stuff like that. So it's just, you know, looking into doing the institute. You know, it's like, who would have thought that one little conversation, you know, from an excited friend of mine that called me to tell me about this show and I want you on board, would turn to everything it turned into. And we've never had a script. And the reason why I say that, there have been plenty of times when we had stuff script, but it never went the way we scripted. We've taught, we've planned. This is the scripture we want to look at. This is the direction we want to go. These are the things that we want to talk about. And then when we get on the air, and lo and behold, we get to talking, and all of a sudden there's an exit that we never saw, but we end up taking. And it was just right. So, I mean, for me, that's what made it so authentic. Be it a phone call or come in and ask a question, be it something that was read in the text, be it something that was said during the talking, be it Adia going off on her little, you know, like what you call a firecracker,
firecracker,
or me going down my little things, or, you know, JR, what we say, you going off. I mean, it just, no matter how it started, it never ended the way we expected. And for me, that shows the authenticity of it.
Mm.
You know, even
Amen.
Even a couple of times we agreed to disagree. And I, mm-hmm. you know, for me, that's what makes it authentic. Because there were, and I'm just going to talk about me. I ain't going to talk about nobody else. But there were times when, JR, you said something, and I didn't agree, and we went at it on the air. But it was
yeah.
all in love. We, I mean,
yeah.
hey, that next day, we was, matter of fact, right after that, we were still friends. But we both was able to express ourselves, and, you know, it was no love loss. You saw one side, I saw another side. We didn't see eye to eye, you know, and we took the opportunity not to beat each other out or bash each other out, but to express ourselves.
Right.
We walked away agreeing to disagree, you know. And if you don't mm-hmm. think, I mean, if you think this is script and plan, those arguments, and I don't want to use that word arguments, but those conversations during those times, yeah, those conversations during those times will show you and tell you that it's not scripted, it's not planned, it's not rehearsed. You know, because nobody mm-hmm. going to script in a disagreement. Everything that you script in is going to be good and great and wonderful and funny and knowledgeable. But there were times when, you know, and it wasn't just me and JR. It was.
Mm-hmm.
I think almost everybody at the table have expressed some interest in the opposite direction of someone else, and we use the time to talk it through. And at the end
yeah.
of the day, at the end of the day, we all still love each other, you
yeah.
know. And so this is on the air. We sound like a family because off the air we are a family.
And I'm gonna end right there. Well, hold on 1 minute.
I
mean, let me say this. Let me say some one thing real quick before you hit that, Mama. And in thinking about the, you know, you and Adia were here from the beginning, and then Shatara, she was invited in to
yeah.
be a part of it, and then she just became a she just said, you know what, this is my seat at the table. I mean,
yeah.
I don't even remember saying, hey, can you come on every week? You know, she's like, this is my seat. And I'm like, okay,
yeah.
so she gonna talk. And Shatara, one thing that really cracked me up about Shatara, you know, when she's just like, okay, whatever, because she'd be like, okay, so I'm going to bring Shatara on right now, open her up, let her take her seat at the table, and let her chime in a few words, and she'd be like, okay.
Oh, my God, you did not just call me.
Shatara Sherwood, ladies and gentlemen, how are you?
Hello, hello.
I'm doing well. How's everybody?
Just fine,
oh,
thank
we're
you.
Good.
Yourself.
That's good. I just want to, you know, say a few things. And so, yes, that is my saying. So I'm glad you you know it. And I was just listening to everything that was being said, and I, like Feaster, I am excited about what's coming next year. So 4 years, wow. You know,
yeah.
So much has gone on, and just in the short time that I've been, you know, laboring with you guys at PRF. And I just see a difference from, you know, just from the short time I've been here, been at the table. And, you know, I was sitting here thinking while you were talking, past, present, future.
Mm-hmm.
And so just, you know, thinking back on, okay, we have come so far, like Feaster said, he was all over what I was thinking, that from just, you know, the show, the radio show, to the lessons now that, you know, you're doing live lessons, that live sessions with people face-to-face, webinars, you know, that kind of thing. The fact that this is truly a ministry and a labor of love, because it does take, you know, a lot to keep this going. And you have to, it has to be your calling to do it.
Yes.
And to
yes.
see the work that's put into it, that you, you know, are putting into the vision that God has given you, and just watching it blossom is an amazing thing to see. So, you know, presently I'm just as excited as I was when, you know, when I first took my seat at the table. So, I'm just as excited about where things are going. And because I feel the importance of PRF. I see where, you know, so many people are living in lack because they don't understand the power of PRF in their lives, in their day-to-day lives. It's not just something you sit down and do for 10 minutes out of your day or even a day out of your week. You know, you don't sit down and budget just for the day. You don't sit down and think about, okay, should I get this loan for the day? You don't sit down and say, okay, I'm going to reach out or reach back and help somebody just for the day. PRF is woven into every single second of the day.
Yeah.
So it's your life. It's a lifestyle, you know. And if you don't understand it, then how do you get to the more abundantly?
Mm.
How can you get to the more abundantly if you don't understand that PRF is a way of living? So, you know, presently we are in a place as a people, as a nation, society, that so many people are disconnected from the PRF, the understanding of PRF. And they hear you say things like living life and life more abundantly, that God wants you to live that way. You know, that's his will. But they don't understand how to get to that part. And they feel like it's a cliche and not truth, you know. So the fact that is connecting the people with the truth, like the steps to get to the truth, to realize the truth, to walk out the truth, that, you know, seeing that manifest in the future is something I absolutely want to be present for. So hopefully my seat will still be there at the table in the future. So, you know, past, present, and future. Go ahead.
Right. You know how at certain churches, right, you know, they have certain seats for certain people at the front.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you look at them like, okay, what did they have to pay, right, to get the seat in the front of the church, right, to get the reserve seat? And I'll make light of that to say this. It's not about what people have paid, what any of y'all have paid with dollars.
Right.
Is what you've paid by your labor of love. See, if I decide to write a $200,000 check to my church of 30 members, and I said I want to sit over there in the deacon's corner, they gonna probably let me sit in the deacon's corner because of that check that I wrote. I mean, that's just how it happens in some places, right? Because people get preferential treatment sometimes because of what they do from a financial perspective. But for us, this thing ain't about the financial thing that we're gaining. It's about what we're giving out of totality.
Right.
And to piggyback on something that Brother Feaster said, he talked about the temple of God, and I'll be quiet after this, but he talked about the temple of God.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about how we're supposed to be taking care of our temple and how God is supposed to be able to breathe in our temples, right? I think about 1 Chronicles 29, where it talked about what David gave for the temple, right? And it talked about how he gave, 112 tons of gold and 262 tons of refined silver for the overlaying of the walls and for the other gold and silver work to be done by the craftsmen. And then he says, now then, who will follow my example and give offerings to the Lord today? And then he says, the leaders, the family leaders, of the tribe of Israel, the generals, the captains of the army, the kings, administrative, they all gave willingly. And then it says, for the construction of the temple, they gave, it's talking about the leaders now, they gave 188 tons of gold, 10,000 gold coins, 375 tons of silver, 675 tons of bronze, 3,750 tons of iron. And you think about this. Leaders gave to the temple. So if the temple is not in the position to receive that, why are folks going to give to us? why are folks going to give to this ministry if what we're doing is not productive for people, if they can't see something that's being done with it? So I thought that was a good example when he related, you know, our temples to the temple. And you know, I you know, again, unscripted, I saw how much the leaders gave to the temple. So it's up to us to give to those things which we know where God is dwelling, where we know that where God is pleased with what has been built. And I'm 100% sure he's pleased to a big degree, to a large degree, about all the work that y'all have done individually, what we've all done collectively to PRF. And like I told Brother Feaster, some of y'all may not have been here for the whole 4 years, but when Brother Feaster had to go over to overseas, we let it be known that Brother Feaster always has a seat at the table.
Amen.
Always. So I don't care how large, how syndicated this show gets here at the PRF table. I say it again with you here, Shatara. Shatara, Mama, Brother Feaster, Adia, always have a space at the table, regardless of how large it gets. And let me share this. I don't know. Some people may be new to the PRF table, but by our faithfulness, and I say our, it wasn't all me, by our faithfulness to the PRF table, and Shatara has taught, you know, in our webinars and before, and you know, we went in that direction this year. So for those of you who don't know, we serve not just the PRF, we just serve PRF. And so it requires us, or it causes us to be active in other areas of this whole ministry, right? But through our faithfulness, God opened up a door for us to actually be on an actual radio station in Columbus, Georgia, every single week. That started back in May. Well, listen to this. Look, watch how God worked. We are now on, as of a couple of weeks ago, we are now on every Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So it's not the PRF table. It's not another PRF table, but it's the Ranger Joe's God and Country Show Financial Hour. And that's where we're talking about some of the same things we're talking about here on the PRF table, or wherever God leads us during that financial hour. But the station is 99.7 FM. It's a new station now, 99.7 FM in Columbus, Georgia. You can always call in on 706-324-1420. But here's the deal with that. That has been such an increase to PRF, because in that show alone, we are reaching 5,000 people every show.
Wow.
Dedicated every single show, 5,000. We have the ability, or not we have the ability, but the capacity is there that it goes up to 30,000 that may listen to parts of the show, maybe some of our show or some of the rest of the Ranger Joe's Guide and Country show, which is, it goes from 12 to 3 Monday through Friday. We just have that 1 hour block on Thursday. That is exceedingly abundantly. That's what God does when you're faithful, right?
Wow.
And although we may want to have that many people in our learning sessions, we just trust and believe that what God has given me to say on that time during that hour is blessing the people, and people are able to take it and run with it. And when you have the information to contact us, then, hey, we're doing our part. And here's the other thing. It was when they first asked me, they asked me, remember talking about the Samaritan woman? That person asked me to be on the show. I didn't go to them. They asked me because of what they heard.
Right.
It started off at 4 p.m. Now we're in the middle of the day. So folks that can't say, well, I can't listen because I'm at work and I can't listen, you can listen during your lunchtime now. Right. Everybody is at lunch between 12 and 1, even if you just go at 12:45.
Yeah.
So in that community, it is not, I mean, it's there. The God is just doing exceedingly abundantly. So yeah, I just had to throw that in, Shatara, because it's through our faithfulness of what we're doing and what God is allowing us to do that has opened up all of these opportunities. It's just part of what's going on. Go ahead.
Exactly. And that's what I was saying, like going, you know, I said past, present, and future. So, you know, just having seen, you know, the actual transformation of PRF, you know, from just listening to you guys speak on how it was just a thought in your head once upon a time, and now, you know, it's gone from the thought of, you know, a vision that you had to now it's being manifested, you know, and not just any kind of manifestation. It is growing. Like, I'm watching it grow right before my eyes. So, you know, looking to the future, I'm excited to see not only actually to hear the series next month on your health is your wealth, because I am totally in agreement with that statement from the medical side, from the spiritual side, from the natural side. It's from a holistic side, honestly, because to piggyback on something that Feaster did say is, you know, health care is for you to be healthy. What we are working with is sick care. We don't do health care, because health care is the prevention of sickness. But we are reactive to a lot of the things instead of being proactive. And so I often in some of the articles and little health things that I read through during the week, they have pharmacy spelled with an F-A-R-M, like a farm. Because if you're eating your fruits and vegetables and that's you have a plant-based diet, they say typically you can avoid a lot of illnesses. So your pharmacy should be your garden and not pills.
Wow.
So if you eat right the way you're supposed to eat and you're eating healthy and you're paying attention to your body, getting your exercise in, you're not living a sedentary lifestyle, then and you're using your pharmacy, F-A-R-M, then you won't need the P-H-A-R-M. You won't need the pharmaceuticals. So your health being your wealth is totally, it's absolutely something I want to be present for. So I'm excited because that series, that title alone definitely has my attention. And the fact that I've been watching PRF, you know, transform and grow and just, you know, the knowledge that this is reaching people. It is reaching people. And there are so many people who still need it. And even if you didn't get it the first time, and you said that too, and I'm like, yes, even if you don't get it the first time, you might get it the second time. So all of those archive sessions and shows, you know, go back and listen to them. We're closing out another year. And God willing, we'll all be in the new year. But, you know, we've talked about everything from Black Friday, you know, your credit, repairing your credit and, you know, doing budgets and your personal financial inventory, all of these things, and they're all small steps to a big difference. Small steps to a big difference. And, you know, I just encourage everyone to, you know, just take a step back and look over this past year and start planning on how you're going to take the next step for the next year. So with PRF, of course. So I'm excited.
That's right. So, yeah. Amen. You know, one of the other things that has really been something new for us is we're talking, this is the eighth year for the PRF teaching ministry of being in existence. And we now have, I mean, just last month, we certified, what, three new facilitators? This opens up the opportunity for us to be able to teach in more areas. And so now to be able to honestly say that we have facilitators not only in Texas, in Georgia, but Alabama, Massachusetts, Florida, and now Virginia, you know, that's a huge deal. Because, see, what God had us to do here at PRF was, and this is something that he mentioned to me last year, was that I, as executive director, I had to get people in place to be able to do the work that God was setting up. And I never forget when we got a call, and I say we now, when we got a call to have a learning session in April, and then we had another call for the same day. That really let me know that what God has spoke was coming true, because I can't be in two places at one time. And so God worked that situation out. But see, what you want, this is the thing, we don't want to play with that. So I had to go and put the necessary steps to making sure that we had the right facilitators. And again, it's not just about anybody. You're talking about something that, as one person said, JR, this is your baby. You know, and there's some truth to that, because a lot of blood, sweat, and tears from, you know, pre- and post-doctoral, you know, PRF has been it. And to hand that off and say, hey, go run with it. And it reminded me of Exodus 18, where Moses was doing all that Moses was doing, but Jethro, his father-in-law, came and saw him and said, hey, you know what you're doing, and I'm paraphrasing loosely, it's effective, the people, you're helping the people, but you're wearing yourself out and the people too, even though you're doing a good thing. So what we had to do was go from not just doing a good thing, but to the God thing. And the God thing was bringing on facilitators that we knew had a calling of teaching in their life. We're not just getting people that can stand up and preach. Just because you can preach don't mean you can teach. And so, you know, that's where we have, you know, Mark Shelton in Alabama and Jerome Case, Reverend Jerome, or Elder Jerome Case, if you will, in Atlanta, and Deacon Christopher McWhite in Massachusetts. And so now that just puts us in more locations closer to individuals who we don't know where God is going to say, you know, that we need to go to. So again, I'm grateful for that. And I just pray that all of us that are laboring within PRF just continue to do what God has called us to do, to help out where we can help out, to teach where we can teach, to be on the radio show where we can be on a radio show, to pray when we need to pray, because it is going to a whole different level. And I'm one that believes that God is not going to take you to another level unless you do what you're supposed to do at the current level. And so I won't say that we've done everything right. You know, transparency is good. We dabbled a little bit. We tested out these webinars this year, and I'm realizing that it takes a lot more work to do some of these webinars, especially not being the technical guy myself. So we do have the ability to do it, but I realize, Sitar, even though after the one that you taught, there's some lessons that we just can't do through webinars. And see, what I realize is in some settings, it is said, you know, there's people that, you know, are so busy. And here's what God is saying. If you're too busy, then you can't do this. Because if you're too busy, that means you're not sitting down long enough to hear what I'm trying to say to you through PRF. So if all the time that you're trying to give is only while I'm cooking dinner, while you're making up the bed, you're just going, that's what God said we need to move away from. Because if you remember, in 2015, I believe it was, God said, or at the beginning of 2016, he said, y'all have been talking on the air for 3 years now. Now it's time for the people to start doing. And that's why we don't give full lessons on the PRF table anymore. Because a lot of times people are just in transit from one place to another, coming home from work, as they're watching some other show, watching the football game, and don't put their full attention. And if you think about it like this, if you go to your church on Sunday and you were the pastor, you probably wouldn't take too kind if church lasted past 1 o'clock to everybody pulling out their phone streaming NFL live.
I'll be doggone
if we're going to act like that that is acceptable with this ministry as well. So here's the reality. Either you have the time, you're willing to make the time, or you don't. And when you don't, the reality is there may be some things that you may miss from not making sure that you are positioned to be able to hear from God. I guarantee you in Exodus 18, because the Bible tells us that Moses did what his father-in-law suggested, that he appoint people to handle these smaller things and allow them to make decisions and bring the larger matters to them. And that's what they did. And you never hear about Moses being in that situation again. So we're going to have to do things with these various examples that the Bible actually has out there for us to be able to live life and live life more abundantly. So, man, listen, I'm ecstatic, and we have the show next week. And I say we have the show next week, we're going to see, because God has given us so much to start focusing on that we may need an extra week this month in this 2016 to prepare for where he's trying to take us in 2017. And here's the last thing I'll say, and Mama, I'm going to turn it over to you. Unless Shatara, you have something else, Mama, I'm going to turn it over to you. If you got a final comment, and just close with, just give us your final comment if you have. But I'm not going to say we need, but I believe that it's important that we have people's financial support as well. See, last year when I reached out to about 25 people in 2015, around June, I said, here's what the needs of PRF is. And I didn't know how exactly to do it. I just knew the guy said 25, and so we asked. And it wasn't 25 people that responded, but seven people that did respond, they gave from their hearts, which allowed us to have everything that we needed for the rest of 2015.
Amen.
So here we are at the end of 2016, and I'm just going to ask, I'm going to put it out there, that if you desire, if you believe that this is good soil to sow into, then go on to our website, prfministry.org, go to the support tab, and just support. You can support monthly. You can support a very large gift all at one time. Or you can contact us, send us an email. All of our contact information is there. The number is 267-437-7999, or send a number to our admin@prfministry.org, or me, Dunlap@prfministry.org. In order for us to do what we know God is calling us to do, some of what I shared tonight, God is never going to have you to do something that he has not provided the resources for us to do. So if God is guiding us to offer learning sessions every month, if he's guiding us to do webinars every single month, those have costs to them. But he's not going to tell us to do it if the resources are not there. So we depend on God as the source. But we also look at the people that God has placed around us, or individuals who we may not even know, as the resources. And that's how it's going to work. And the more that we're able to do it because we have what we need, the more people that we're able to reach as a ministry. So I wanted to just put that out there. And Mama, if you have any final comments on tonight's show, please. We have about 2 minutes left, so if you have something, please go ahead. Sure.
Good, fast. The word that comes up, it's okay. The word that comes to my mind is commitment. You know, have to be committed in every area of our lives to what God has called us to do. That's it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We are going to, we're also going to be looking at our partners for 2017. I mean, we're grateful for those who actually have been with us for partners for years, especially His Gathering House in Phoenix City, Alabama, and also Mount Moriah Baptist Church in Arbor, Alabama. Those have been two of our biggest supporters as far as churches are concerned. And we have several others, Happy Life Media Group. Mr. Antonio is our web designer. And when you go with Antonio Christie, and he owns Happy Life Media Group, he's based out of California. And when you look at the website, you know, I mean, it speaks volumes. And not only is he, you know, the one who, you know, helped us to develop the website and created our logo for us, in addition to that, he also does some things for the PRF teacher ministry as well. And so it's a dual type of relationship. And so every time I get an opportunity, I want to support Happy Life Media Group. So happylifemediagroup.com is the website. But again, you go onto our website and look under partners, you'll see him there, as well as his gathering house with Pastor Bill Holmes, as well as Mount Moriah Baptist Church. Their website is Mount Moriah Auburn, AUBURN.com. Pastor Bernard Anderson is the pastor. And again, Chaplain Paul Voorhees, who owns Ranger Joe's. If you've ever been in the military, especially around Rangers and around the Fort Benning, Georgia area, you know what Ranger Joe's is and how international that is. And to be on the Ranger Joe's God and Country show, you know, every week, that is a very huge undertaking. So we have people that are supported us, and we don't have everybody listed because some people just say, look, you don't have to put us on the website. And so we honor that, but we just want to honor all those who support us as partners here on the PRF table, the PRF teaching ministry, and also with the PRF Institute. And so with that, Shatara, Mama, love y'all so much. Brother Feast, we know
you
have to go take care of some soldiers. But we'll play it by ear for next Thursday. We're going to see what God will have us to do next Thursday. And I definitely want to give a shout-out to Adia, who was just unable to get there because of her work commitment with the U.S. Army. And so we honor her for that. So, again, I say next week, but until the next show, if you call in at 8 o'clock and we're here, then we're here. But if you call in at 8 o'clock and we're not here, then guess what? God has caused us to take a place of rest. The Bible says that God worked for 6 days and he rested on the seventh. Didn't say that he took a day off. It just said that he rested. And so if we're not here, we're not taking a day off, but we're resting. So with that,
amen.
We love y'all. God bless y'all. Have a wonderful evening.
Love y'all. God bless.
Again, on the PRF table, this is Dr. Nick Dunlap. We're signing out for this evening. God bless y'all. We love you. Peace.
Peace.